What do you think we're going to need to appropriate in January that sort of popped up or continued for the state to have to pay for?
Yeah, there's some additional federal dollars that have come in that we'll have to address and early in January so that they can apply and fulfill the federal government's timeline on at least committing some of these funds. Some of that deals with education, elementary and secondary education. And then also we need to address a Medicaid expansion, and which the courts said that we needed to do in the state of Missouri. And so that'll be some of the discussion as well. And so those are a couple of things. And then there's just other pressing issues that, like I say, have come up. Maybe even addressing some salary issues for some folks in state government, especially in the mental health and taking care of some of our most vulnerable folks in the state of Missouri in mental health and health areas.
Well, that does bring up a question. As you know, being a key person in deciding the state's budget, there's been a lot of talk lately and in the past, but lately now, I think, with the job demand about
right.
salaries in state government. We heard from MoDOT that they're not able to hire people because of the level of their salary. And I know you mentioned mental health. What can we do as a state to, and what should we do according to you and your position?
Yeah, no, I think we really do need to address the salaries for our state employees. We have become less competitive in today's environment, and we need to enhance the opportunities for folks to engage in the state government, so that we can have them there for work in the correction system, for work at MoDOT, for work at mental health facilities, for work in our veterans' homes. I mean, so there's a plethora of places that we really need, and our it's very dire that we address the staffing shortages out there, and a large part of that is just being competitive on salaries, and I think we will address that in this next legislative session, if not sooner in a supplemental budget.
Okay, so it could come up in January.
Yes.
Okay. And how did we begin to lag, Senator? People have asked how did we kind of become on the back bench here of pay? How did the state lag?
You know, I think that happened in around the 2008 period when we had the decline in the economy and budgets were tight at that time. I think that there was some look at the benefits, particularly for state employees, and there were some changes there that might be perceived as benefits that are less attractive than what they were before that period. So that was part of it, and then continue to put some pressure on the state salaries. Really, in my mind, originating from that that downturn in the economy in the 2008 period,
playing catch up. We've seen that in other state governments too. It really did kick us down a couple of notches, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did. And so I think things are cyclical. It's come back, and it gets time that we need to address it. We've given some cost of living increases through the years, but I think we need to really up our game a little bit. We've got some resources right now. The state budget is looking very good, and so we have the resources to be able to address some of these problems. And maybe we can address it through just salary increases. Maybe even look at some benefit changes as well.
This is Show Me Today. I'm Ashley Byrd, and we're talking with Senator Dan Hegeman. Tell us what hometown you're from, Senator.
Well, I am from Cosby, Missouri. Grew up there on a six-generation farm. Used to have dairy cows, and today we just have beef cows and a row crop operation.
Big town of Cosby,
I'm
yes.
I'm happy to farm with my brother and my son and son-in-law.
You're also the Senate Budget Chairman, which is a very powerful position here in state government. You mentioned the state has more resources right now. Tell us about those resources and where they come from, because we hear about that. Lawmakers say, we got the money now. So tell me what that means and where is this coming from?
Well, largely, I will say that we've got a very good balance in our general revenue funds. probably we will be looking at about a $2 billion beginning balance in our general revenue fund as we approach the next fiscal year. And I would laud the governor of the state of Missouri, Governor Parson, on managing this economy well enough that we do have that. While other states may be suffering and had a downturn in their economies, Governor Parsons, through his guiding us through the COVID situation, led us well where our economy didn't crash and actually seems to have done very well. So I give him a lot of credit there. We also have a lot of funds coming in from the federal government. We've had a lot of the CARES Act money that has come through and been appropriated already. But we're all looking at the ARPA funds, coming down the path right now, and we'll be appropriating those in this next year's budget. And that's the American Rescue Plan Act. And so we're looking at somewhere about $2.8 billion in ARPA funds, going for a plethora of different services. Kind of figuring about $800 to $900 million of that could be used for replacement of state revenues that in some quarters that we lost. And then largely a lot of that, the guidelines we're getting on that designate much of that to infrastructure type of projects, water, wastewater, and rural broadband. The governor's already come out announcing that he'd like for us to look about a $400 million investment in rural broadband. I shouldn't say rural broadband, broadband across the state, trying to get it out to those places that don't have adequate broadband services so that we can have everybody connected to the internet in a robust fashion. So those are some of the things that we're looking at. We're still looking at this infrastructure package that the federal government just recently passed, and what's that going to bring to the state of Missouri. And so a number of different areas that we need to address, and I already mentioned some education funding that we will be looking at. It's called ESRA funds. So we've allocated some of those funds already, but again, there's a deadline that we need to hurry up and allocate another. I think it's called the Elementary and Secondary Education Emergency Relief Fund. Number three is what we'll have to is what we're facing a deadline on, and so some urgency to move in that fashion.
So those COVID-related funds coming in, still being allocated, have deadlines, and we have the big infrastructure package and then another federal package if it passes the Senate. But that is kind of gravy, isn't it? I mean, normally the state doesn't get these big windfalls of federal money. So how do you still budget amidst all that?
Well, I mean, so these are one-time funds, so we need to work at and look at one-time expenses out there too. You wouldn't want to start a program up and that an ongoing program that would require ongoing revenues to support it with one-time funds. So it lends itself to more infrastructure, more capital type of projects. Certainly maintenance. I think there's a backlog of maintenance and repair projects out there that it's a great time to address much of those things. Like in 2008, there were a lot of the entities deferred their maintenance. Well, now's the time that we can catch up on that. It's just maintaining the physical structure that we have in the state of Missouri and helping with that. So I would look for these funds to be utilized in that fashion, these one-time dollars that are coming in. And really look for a robust discussion on those type of issues.
And other items that you are looking at coming in this session, other items that might be new, other items that are close to your heart, what else should we be looking for, watching for this year?
We're going to have another MOEC sales group of funding for our community colleges and higher education. So I look forward to that coming through already. That's already been the governor's office has already put that together, and so look forward to doing that. I think there's some additional capital requests out there, and I would personally like to do something on mental health. We haven't, in my mind, given enough attention to mental health. We've got some serious problems out there and some deficiencies in the mental health area that we really need to address. There are some people that really need a lot of intensive treatment and a lot of care in mental health arena, and I don't think that the state of Missouri, certainly we've got an opportunity to improve how we handle those individuals that need intensive mental health assistance.
There was a great celebration on a part of AGC Missouri and MoDOT and others about having the fuel tax to fund infrastructure improvements after decades. But that we also are hearing that there's going to be an effort to turn around that fuel tax. Are you seeing anything about that, and how would you respond to it?
No, I haven't seen anything on that yet. We have, I think many of us would believe that we've underinvested in our highway infrastructure in the state of Missouri in the past, and look forward to this infusion of revenue to assist with that. I will tell you, for my area, which is largely rural, our lettered routes have been going to pot for some time, and so certainly look for the Department of Transportation to give more attention to maintaining the farm-to-market roads, the letter route, the low-volume roads out there, because many of those routes are in desperate need of assistance. And so hopefully we will be able to use some of this federal dollars for that, but also some of the additional revenue from the fuel tax increase.
Senator, speaking of going to pot, are you surprised by the amount of money or tax money that the cannabis industry, the medical cannabis industry, has brought to the state, or is that about what you expected?
You know, I about what I expected. You know, we need to make sure that we cover all the costs of the startup before we start, allocating those funds per the legislation that passed, in the ways they would like to do that. But certainly we need to make sure all these startup costs to begin that industry in the state of Missouri, to do the adequate and proper regulation of those sites and industries. And so I think we're getting there. I think we've gotten through much of the startup costs there. I think there are still some startup costs to be done, but we are quickly approaching the time where we may be able to actually delegate some of those resources out to the in the manner that the citizens of the state of Missouri wished.
Right, and there's some that are tied up in lawsuits that have
right.
to do with the MVC. How are we handling those right now?
Well, I mean, I certainly think that the revenues that are brought in by this industry should be used to fund and deal with those lawsuits. But I don't want to see general revenue being used for any of that type of activity to deal with those lawsuits. What I'm getting at is part of the startup cost of the industry should be borne by the industry.
Right. Senator Dan Hegeman, Senate Budget Committee Chairman. We could talk all day because there's so much going on in the state that obviously has to do with funding coming in and funding the use of general revenue funds, like you said, which is our tax money. You mentioned the MOEC Sells funding, which is an interesting program. It is development, expansion of employer-driven education and training programs. And I've talked to so many employers who feel like that they need folks who don't have a four-year liberal arts education, that they want to get people with, really hands-on type experience, and they can make good money. MOEC Sells, you think, is a good way to go?
Absolutely. I think it's been a great program, out there that the governor brought forth a couple years ago. We've done a couple of different rounds of it now, and I think I'm looking at the list of the projects right now, and they look like many fine projects included on this, and so we will see how many of them we can actually fund in this next go around. It's gone through a vetting process. They've listed them in order of their how they ranked in that process, and so I look forward to working with my colleagues and seeing how far down that list of looks like 28 projects that we could move on.
And what's an example of one, just for our listeners? What would this fund to help people get jobs and training?
One of the projects is at I'll just pull it out here, University of Missouri Kansas City. It's Student Careers Pathways. That's one area. Missouri State University Advanced Composite Materials Workforce Training Initiative. So that sounds to me like advanced manufacturing processes there. At Northwest Missouri State University in my senatorial district, we've got systems management for manufacturing and agribusiness. And so trying to prepare folks for that. You know, a lot of these go to the community colleges. You got State Fair Community College with the Center for Advanced Manufacturing Automation. So directly teaching workforce skills that can take people straight from the classroom right into a manufacturing facility or industry, and with the skills that's needed in today to work in those industries. So these are the kind of things that we need to continue to hold up and work with, addressing the needs of our economic drivers in the state of Missouri.
Senator, thank you so much for your time today. You've given us lots of time to delve into what we're looking at for the upcoming legislative session this coming January. Anything else you want to touch on that we didn't mention?
You know, one of the things I think that we'd like to see done is take the opportunity to invest in the state infrastructure in the IT area. You know, we've got some aging information technology, aging computer systems out there. Matter of fact, we've got some that are based off of COBOL type of, computer language. And so, you know, some of them are in great need of being updated. Hopefully this will be a chance that it's not real exciting, but it's certainly something that makes government work better, makes it work better for our citizens in the state of Missouri. It makes it work better for, my folks of the 12th Senatorial District, as well as across the state, to be able to engage with, the Department of Revenue in a expedited fashion where their programs can talk to each other. So I'm excited about that, to making some infrastructure improvements in our IT backbone, you might say.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because it has gotten to the point now where it's almost crippling. But right?
Yeah, some of these programs, we don't have any programmers. There may be just a handful of programmers that can deal with those programs today. And so a great need to update these programs.
And this would be a huge one-time cost, right, for an overhaul?
Again, this would be and a very large one-time cost, but we're also dealing with a lot of one-time money. And so it's a great fit for the situation we find ourselves in today.
And you're watching out for all of that money, billions of dollars.
Well, last year the budget was about $35 billion, and I would anticipate it to being at least that, if not more, this year. So that's a good amount. Now, that's all funds counted in the state budget, but I would anticipate us looking at around the $35 billion budget once again this year.
All right. Thank you so much, Senator. We appreciate this time helping us and our listeners understand what happens as we enter the new legislative year and what happens with money and how we're spending it. Thank you so much, Senator Dan Hegeman. This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.